as we begin an in-depth look at Messiah Yeshua and the Seven Feasts of Redemption. Services begin at 1 p.m. sharp every Saturday, Shabbat, at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown, Colorado. For more information, call us at 303-522-3562 or 800-205-6245. Visit us at www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold than silver.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stay. I'm here at the American Freedom Network, and we have a very special guest, a good friend this morning, Pat Wood. Before we get to Pat, I wanted to share something with you I learned over the weekend, because it's very, very rare we get a chance to look into the mindset of the people who are making the major decisions for our country. Because I am with the media and I have an opportunity to get the information from the press conferences held at the Harold Pratt House at 5086 68th Street in New York City, the headquarters of the Council on Foreign Relations. I was able to receive over the weekend a copy of a discussion held there where Matthew Kronick, who was formerly a senior advisor to the Secretary of Defense until June of last year on Iranian affairs, gave an interview. It was basically a discussion along with somebody else there. There were people there from the elite in the audience. And Matthew Kronick had written the lead article in Foreign Affairs magazine, including entitled, "Time to Attack Iran." Time to attack Iran. And basically he said that, basically here's what we know. Iran is not building a bomb. Iran is not building a bomb. We don't know whether they have decided to build a bomb. We don't know if they will ever decide to build a bomb. But they might decide to build a bomb. And if they build a bomb, they would have to enrich the uranium, which they have not done. And it would take 6 months to a year to enrich the uranium. But once they had the enriched uranium, it would only be a short period of time, a few months, before they could actually build a triggered mechanism for it. That's why we had to attack them now. Now, the rationale is doesn't quite ring true to me, obviously. Why would you want to attack somebody when you don't even know they're going to build a bomb? Well, because if they build a bomb, then we wouldn't be able to already manipulate them. They would be independent. We would have to fear that they might give the bomb to somebody else, or they might give it to some other irresponsible country. Well, we know that our own government has given the wherewithal to build the bomb to Pakistan and probably to India as well, so we're giving it to all over the world. That's not a legitimate excuse. But the whole rationale was that we will do a surgical strike on Iran, a surgical strike. And then, of course, after the strike is over, why all of Iran's nuclear facilities will be attacked. Well, we won't attack their infrastructure, their military. The country will be completely intact, except that we wiped out their nuclear potential, except that we're going to leave the nuclear potential for enriching uranium in Tehran and other major Iranian cities intact, because we don't want to kill a lot of civilians, and it'd be nasty to kill civilians or many civilians. So then, of course, the Ayatollahs will wake up in the morning, they'll find out this terrible thing has happened, but we haven't destroyed the rest of their country, and so they will react rationally, and there will be a limited retaliation against us, and we will absorb that legitimate retaliation, and that'll be the end of the subject. It will put off them getting the bomb for 10 years, or perhaps 5 years, or maybe for 3 years, if they're really going to build a bomb. Well, what makes you think that they're going to have a rational retaliation? What happens if they lob 10,000 missiles at Israel? That would be the logical thing to do. Or 20,000 missiles at Israel. Or 50,000 missiles at Israel. Or what happens if they sink our three carriers over there in the Gulf? But Koenig is talking about, well, this is my guess. I think this may happen. And these are the people who are making the decisions that will affect potential loss of millions of lives. They think they can just have a little tiny war, a little tiny war, and then it'll all be over. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, these are the people making the decisions that will determine what your future is. Well, with that as a background, and we can discuss it some other time, but I wanted to get to Pat Wood, who's good enough to be with us this morning. Pat Wood is a leading authority in America on the Trilateral Commission, the people who really run our country. And as Barry Goldwater said, I mean, in his book with no apologies, we have used copies, and you should read what he said. You can get the books from us or go to my website. Type into your computer, Radio Liberty, Trilateral Commission. You'll get the exact quotation. David Rockefeller's Trilateral Commission is international. Its goal is to seize control of the financial and commercial interests, and he's speaking of the world, by first seizing control of the government of the United States. And anybody who doubts that they control both political parties should read Pat Wood's work, where he points out that I think it's either 6 of 7 or 5 of the last 6 vice presidents prior to Biden came from the membership rolls of the Trilateral Commission. Do you think that's simply accidental, or that the new appointed premier of Greece comes from the Trilateral Commission, or the newly appointed premier of Italy comes from the Trilateral Commission, or 7 of the last 12 prior to Hillary? Of course, the Secretaries of State came from the membership rolls, and 9 of the 12 Secretaries of Defense. Do you think that's just coincidence? Well, if you do, why? I have a submarine in my backyard. I'd love to sell you. Pat Wood has compiled the information. You need to get his information. Good morning, Pat. In a terribly, really a very, very simple world. It's all about one small group of people controls both political parties, our banking system, our corporate system, our militaries, and our educational system, and the leadership of both political parties. Go right ahead.
Well, you're absolutely right. They beat us to the punch, and just every area of society, whether it be the media, education, business, finance, this group is a very small group of people, typically not exceeding about 340-350 people at any given time, and they have dominated global economic affairs, global financial affairs for 40 years now. And we see it continuing today with no signs of abatement. And I've said often that that they literally hijacked the administration of our government back in 1996.
Well, that's not sad. It almost sounds like we have an echo. I hope you're on a regular telephone, because it almost sounds like a speakerphone. We'll be right back.
Prospect Implement Company in Keensburg takes time to welcome our troops home from Iraq. Remember when you see them to thank the men and women of our military service for their dedication, selflessness, and courage. And continue to pray for the safety of those who are still serving overseas. May God bless our troops, and may God bless the United States of America. This message of appreciation is from Prospect Implement Company in Keensburg. The name to remember for all your farm machinery equipment needs. Their number is 732-4321. That's 732-4321.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
This is Pastor Michael Golden inviting you to join the Voice of Many Waters congregation as we begin an in-depth look at Messiah Yeshua and the seven feasts of redemption. Services begin at 1 p.m. sharp every Saturday, Shabbat, at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown, Colorado. For more information, call us at 303-522-3562 or 800-205-6245. Visit us at www.voiceofmanywaters.org. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Doctor, and our guest Pat Wood having today on from the world. You know that. And that you think that it really matters how we vote? I mean, I said the Newt Gingrich comes from the Council on Foreign Relations. Rick Perry recently dropped out of the race. Comes from, had been to the Bilderberger meetings. Certainly Mitt Romney is getting a great deal of his money from the major banks, the major corporations, as is Rick Santorum. They're all in the pocket of the same people who financed Barack Obama. Where do you think Barack Obama got the $600 million he spent during the last election cycle? Why, it's from the same people that keep finance the Republicans and finance our congressmen and of course, who control our Central Intelligence Agency. A small group of people make mockery of the electoral process so we can go to the polls every 4 years to vote the rascals out, but nothing changes. We are, still have our globalist policies. We still have our troops stationed in 130 nations. We still have our military bases, 800, 900 military bases throughout the world, despite the fact that we can't pay for them. We have to borrow 43 cents out of every dollar we spend. But you see, it's all about creating a world government. But they can't let you common people understand that the electoral process in America is a fraud, except, of course, for Ron Paul. But, of course, since they control the media, why, they very seldom even bother to mention that he's running. If they tell you he's running, why, he's old and crotchety and he can't possibly win. Why throw away your vote? Vote for a man who can win, like Newt Gingrich, a long-standing member of the Council on Foreign Relations and deeply involved with this whole world occult movement. Go right ahead, Pat.
Well, you started out talking about the mindset of the global elite and the people who are making decisions for us. We've talked on the show and others about the concept of technocracy, something that's not discussed in America very much. It is more in Europe, but the concept of technocracy as an economic system is a fascinating look into history to see, you know, where this idea came from. Back in the 1930s, and is predicated on the idea that capitalism is going to disintegrate eventually. Well, back then it looked like it was going to disintegrate right then. But I saw a headline last night about the World Economic Forum, which is about to meet in Switzerland, in Davos. And the founder of that, the chairman of it now, Klaus Schwab, ran a press release or issued an interview And this is what the article said. It's shocking. Well, not shocking to us, Dr. Stan, but it's a shocking headline that I don't know if people pick up on it, but the headline says, Davos Elites to Seek Reforms of Outdated Capitalism. And the article basically says that capitalism was outdated and crumbling. And what Krauss, Schwab himself has to say, this is a direct quote from him, according to this article, says, we are in the era of profound change that urgently requires new ways of thinking instead of more business as usual. Capitalism in its current form has no place in the world around us. That's a quote, direct quote, just in the press this morning. And so these people are going to meet the movers and shakers, and questionably there'll be a multitude of Trilateral Commission members there at this meeting as well. And they're going to have an open discussion on what kind of system should replace the current, as they see it, outdated and crumbling system of capitalism. This is a very disturbing headline, but it shows you that these people are finally admitting that capitalism is on its way out and that they need to devise some other system to replace capitalism. The question mark is, what will they replace it with? I think I'm putting my bets right now on a system of technocracy where science dictates what will and won't happen in, you know, in societies and around the world. That is unelected rulers enforcing, you know, their ideas and stuff on the world, the political process for the people to be involved.
But this is basically a whole idea of a bureaucracy, an educated bureaucracy who will rule the world. I mean, the alternative would be freedom. To limit the power of government, let the free enterprise system work. America was never intended to be a capitalist system. That's a term that came up, was created by Karl Marx and the people surrounding him. And, of course, it's because this small group of elitists have taken control of our society that we're in the mess we are today. What about freedom? What about liberty? What about just doing away with the bureaucracy and let the free market work? And that's the last thing the elitists want, is it's all about control, whether it's controlled by the elite, whether it's controlled by the bureaucracy the elite controls. Well, it doesn't matter. It's a matter of we lose our freedom, and nobody ever talks about liberty and doing away with all the rules and regulations.
Well, that's correct. And we often talk about political systems in terms like socialism or communism or democracy or whatever in terms of how the politic of a country or society is won. But the economic system that underlies the economy or the political system is seldom talked about or understood. And maybe it's just that economists have a reputation for being kind of, you know, dull and boring and it's just the kind of stuff that people fall asleep in class. But when they talk about changing the underlying economic system, that has to do with everything that we really hold near and dear in America. For instance, the right to own private property, the right to accumulate wealth, the right to pass inheritance to our children, should we have any. It's in doubt these days, but... you know, these are the basic tenets of free enterprise that have prospered America for, since its beginning. And, if the global elite now is looking to change this, the economic system that they will replace it with, in my mind, is just virtually undoubtedly going to be an energy-based system where energy is used to control economic and political activity throughout the world. And that means that the role of currencies, the role of wealth as we understand it today, is going to be replaced with the idea of utility. In other words, what they decide to give you to use in order to live or improve your life depends on them, not you. And you won't have the ability to, you know, to accumulate things like private property. You'll only get the utility use of things, perhaps, as long as you need them, and then you'll just let them go. There is no other economic system in the world that has been suggested in academia other than the one we have right now, and that is the economic system of technocracy. It's also a political system, political ideology, but first and foremost, it's an economic ideology, and it's based on energy. And using energy to control and to direct economic activity, production, distribution, output, so on, and to limit the consumption of people, as they see it, consumption is in balance with what the earth can produce. And it's going to be a very interesting time, Dr. Stan. There's just more and more things that are coming to the surface. The reason I mention it is because a technocracy has just never really been openly discussed in America for about 50, 60 years. And it needs to be brought back to the table again. These people are talking about it. The United Nations is talking about it. We should be talking about it as well.
Well, but they really don't want the American people to know what's going on, what the elites are thinking. They just want us to, use the American people as their economic base. But, of course, we're simply pawns in this whole game the elites are playing. And wouldn't that be true? In other words, there's an elite who runs the world. And the last thing they want is for the American people to really understand the electoral process is totally phony. And, of course, they rig elections. They have electronic voting machines. They can change them. I mean, Mitt Romney was running 10 or 15% 2 days before the election in South Carolina, and suddenly he wins the election there, and no questions. Nobody questions how was he able suddenly to go from 10, 15% up to 50% of the vote there. I mean, everything is manipulated. Our reality is manipulated. Our elections are manipulated by this elite who really do want bureaucracy ruling the world. So what about freedom?
Most people in America today have no concept of our political system, much less our economic system. The average person on the street doesn't know how many people are in the House of Representatives or in the Senate, for that matter. That should be an easy one for anybody. But civics is not being taught. U.S. civics, government's civic affairs, not being taught in schools now at all. So the whole generation of people under probably 35 years old don't have a clue how our government works.
Right.
They don't know how it's constructed. They don't know how the checks and balances are put in. They couldn't tell you whether the Supreme Court is part of the executive branch or Congress. They just, there's a blank stare. And so ignorant people are very easily manipulated and led in ways that they have no clue. They're just completely clueless as to how they're being directed. But when people become like sheep and they're ignorant, they're very easily led into all kinds of foolishness. And so, this is how our elections have been for a long time now. The electorate is just swayed by what the press says, by what scandal has surfaced here and there or whatever, and not by, the substance of statesmanship itself. It's really pathetic.
Well, our job is to try to get people to think and to understand what's going on. At least I think our listeners have a pretty good idea, although I wish we had 1,000 times as many listeners. Our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524, 877-254-7524, and certainly it was Zygmunt Brzezinski who wrote back in 1970, that was, 42 years ago, a book titled Between Two Ages, America in the Technotronic Age. And, of course, the whole idea, we were going to be moving into this period of technocracy, and it was planned almost 40 years ago. And the one person who's writing about this is Pat Wood, our guest this morning. A telephone number, 877-254-7524. But, Pat, my gut feeling is that the the elite really want to limit our access to energy, which, of course, will deindustrialize America. And they're talking about cutting back fossil fuel emissions 80% by the year 2050. Won't that begin moving us back towards the world we lived in the 18th and 19th centuries?
That's exactly right, and it would too. This has been the call for at least since the 1930s, Dr. Stan, and back when technocracy was first invented, if you will, the symbol of the organization was the monad. That's the yin yang symbol that most people are familiar with, and it depicts balance. And they believe that mankind should take out of planet Earth no more than planet Earth decides to give it at any given time, and that we're outstripping our use of resources, or outstripping our ability or the ability of the Earth to produce them. So things need to be put back into balance. So that means that since the Earth can't produce any more, that mankind needs to be throttled in its use of earthly resources, whether it be oil or metals or whatever. And this, at this point, with the industrialized world as advanced as it is, it would set us back to the
1700s. Hold that thought. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. We'll be right back.
Ladies, this is Dani Golden informing you that heart attacks in women can be different than heart attacks in men. Women having heart attacks will experience nausea, vomiting, indigestion, shortness of breath, or simply sudden and extreme fatigue, but no chest pain. Get emergency medical help and call 911 immediately if you are experiencing any of these symptoms. Pain, pressure, burning or squeezing in the chest, jaw, shoulders, back or arms that last more than 5 to 10 minutes. Unexplained shortness of breath lasting more than 5 to 10 minutes. Sudden severe nausea, vomiting or indigestion. Sudden sweating for no reason. Sudden unexplained extreme fatigue. Loss of consciousness or fainting. Or sudden unexplained panicky feeling of doom. The key, ladies, is to listen to your body. Follow your instincts, and if you experience symptoms that are disturbing to you in any way or even remotely related to your heart, get yourself checked out right away. If your doctor brushes you off, that's a sign you need a new doctor, one who will actually do what is necessary to get to the bottom of your symptoms.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I understand here. I guess this morning with me, is Pat Wood of the August preview Pat, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your organization, get your information and your advice? Go right ahead.
Certainly, Dr. Stan, I'd be glad to. People can reach me at augustforecast.com. Excuse me, it's www.augustforecast.com. And they'll find everything that that we're talking about, plus more. I have a premium economic market finance newsletter as well available there for a modest annual fee. But all of my information on globalization, the Trilateral Commission, and so on, is available without charge at augustforecast.com.
And it's, I think, so important that people understand what the Trilateral Commission is. I mean, it is the elite that run both political parties, control the city through their agents, the military, the banks, the corporations, the leadership of both parties, the educational system, the great tax-exempt foundations, and the media. And, of course, they have their agents working within the church as well. And, of course, they've changed the music and the message of our Christian churches, and they, of course, do everything they can to destroy the belief in Christianity in this country, and, of course, to outlaw Christianity elsewhere in the world, as they've done so effectively in both Afghanistan and in Iraq, where, of course, everything is under Sharia law. We're actually destroying the existing governments throughout the Near East and Middle East and replacing them with a radical Muslim Brotherhood. They've just taken over in Egypt, and we say, oh, shucks, we made another mistake. No, ladies and gentlemen, our leaders don't make mistakes. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the stupid Christians to understand. And they manipulate them here. I'm amazed. Are they telling us, oh, we've got to go to war with Iran to protect Israel? Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to destroy Israel, you attack Iran. And they're going to retaliate against Israel, which they would never do otherwise. And Israel will be seriously, seriously damaged. The people who hate Israel are the ones who are saying, we've got to attack Iran. But they can't let the common people know that. They've got to say, oh, shucks, we made another mistake. Well, if you have a question for Pat, who's really on the front lines of what's going on, my number is 877-254-7524. Pat, what do you see happening to America economically at this time? We understand, certainly, the whole economic system over in Europe is faltering. Many people think that Greece and Portugal and a number of the other countries are going to default. Italy, Spain are going to default on their debts sometime soon. And when they do, of course, this will have a tremendous impact on our banks, because we've written derivative contracts, insurance policies, on the fact that these countries will not default. If they default, this will drain money out of our banking system. And the whole world financial system seems to be almost on the brink of destruction as we churn out more money. $1 trillion here, we create another $1 trillion there. And pretty soon, isn't this eventually going to destroy the value of our currency?
Well, we're certainly on the threshold of a massive destruction of debt in the world, and this has been happening to a degree in the last several years since at least probably 2005, but we've seen it accelerate through the crisis in 2007, 2008, and 2009, and we're back to the crisis table again. Nothing was solved before. And the banks are continuing to their risky behavior. In fact, they've increased it by and large. And although there have been some recent economic good news, not much, but at this point, anything probably better than nothing for most people, the underlying economic trends, Dr. Stan, are absolutely horrid. And I think that we're about to roll over into a very serious recession, or a continuation of the depression that we started a few years ago. And one of the indexes that I follow, just as an example, the Baltic Dry Index we've talked about before. It's the rate that shipping companies charge to move dry material like grain and coal on the open seas. And the shipping rate that the shippers charge has collapsed in January, absolutely collapsed. While the stock market is just on a tear, the Baltic Dry Index has collapsed and is down almost 60% in a single month. It's absolutely an incredible free fall. The shippers must just be in total panic right now to have it, you know, to have their shipping rates cut to ribbons like this. But when goods don't move on the high seas, manufacturing does not take place because that's where the raw materials get from point A to point B. And so when we see an oversupply of shipping and we see that goods aren't being floated, if you will, on the high seas, there's going to be a time when manufacturing just completely falls off a cliff. And I think this is just one sign. There's many others as well. I think this is one sign that we're on the edge looking into the abyss. Time will tell. I hope I'm wrong. I don't want to be right, believe me, but it looks to me like we're staring into the abyss in many ways and just don't know it. People just don't understand it.
And by what you're really suggesting, then, is that we're just going to see a massive contraction of the world economic system, and then we'll be moving into a deflationary spiral. Is this what you're suggesting?
Exactly, and this is we've seen evidence of this in many places. Real estate probably is as good as example as any. And even though other economic indicators seem like some manufacturing has been improved a little bit, but houses, house pricing, house sales, and housing starts and so on have been miserable, continued down. Prices continue to contract. The middle class continues to lose wealth to the super rich, if you will. Although they're getting hurt too, I have to say. But the whole system, as we've understood it, is just coming unraveled. And the contraction of debt, as governments get involved in this now, especially, is contraction of debt is going to reduce economic activity tremendously from where it is today. And I could see a reduction of 30 to 40% before this is all done. And of course, it needs to be done. The world has a case of a bird flu, maybe with all this debt issue. We need to get over it. We need to just let it go and let the debt be liquidated, let people go bankrupt, let companies and finance companies and banks so on go bankrupt. And maybe we could reconstruct something out of the ashes. But the global elite does not seem like they want to let that happen. They would rather, I believe, replace capitalism with another economic system, yet one more for them to control.
Well, our telephone number, 877-254-75. Give us a call and put for this the outlook, economic outlook. Give us a call.
Hoover and Harris, CPAs and Greeley, remind listeners that driving while drunk is not smart and is against the law. Whether roads are busy or deserted, your chances of having an accident are higher. Please drive responsibly. Drive sober. That's from the certified public accounting firm of Hoover & Harris, CPAs in Greeley, playing a vital and integral role in our community's growth and development for over 40 years. They think our area is a great place to work, live, and raise a family. That's Hoover & Harris, CPAs, on the air, because they care. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
This is Pastor Michael Golden inviting you to join the Voice of Many Waters congregation as we begin an in-depth look at Messiah Yeshua and the Seven Feasts of Redemption. Services begin at 1 p.m. sharp every Saturday, Shabbat, at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown, Colorado. For more information, call us at 303-522-3562 or 800-205-6245. Visit us at www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, in fact, you're right. I think Pat's absolutely right. I think we're going to have real economic problems. I think one way, of course, we distract the American people from what's going on is we have a war. War is such a wonderful distraction. And our attention is focused overseas. And as someone once said, those who go overseas to fight foreign wars for freedom often find they lose their freedom at home. So who do we have calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Sam. I want to ask your guest if he has any information, and this is on the Internet right now, like it was in 2009, but it did not materialize.
Please
do you have any information about a banking holiday coming up?
About a banking holiday coming up? Have you thought of this? Do you think this is a problem, a possibility, Patrick? And if so, if there is a banking holiday, why would we have a banking holiday?
Well, the banking holidays historically were used to, as a cooling off period for people to supposedly to get their head back on together, get out of panic mode. A banking holiday is it simply means the banks don't open. It's like on Martin Luther King Day, the banks aren't open. The doors are shut. Well, that would just be an extended period of time where you couldn't go to the bank and get your money out. Does that mean that everything is frozen and destroyed? Not necessarily. It depends on what they're going to do on the other side of the banking holiday. If that time is used to supplant currencies with some other system, like energy credits, for instance, or an energy-based currency, that could be pretty earth-shaking. But the intent of a bank holiday is probably the most important thing. First off, it would indicate that there's tremendous upheaval in the financial world for them to do that in the first place. And secondly, there's a risk of what are they going to do in its place, if anything, when the financial system is open again.
Well, have you heard anything at all about this as a possibility? Patrick, I haven't heard anything about it, but is this something that you've heard anyone discussing?
No, I haven't.
I did.
But like you said, it has been, rumors have floated around on the Internet for some time that there's a bank holiday coming. I haven't seen any particular substance to it. We could have had a bank holiday, for instance, in the last crisis of 2007 or 8. There are several instances where they could have called for a bank holiday. They didn't. But that's just a symptom of the problem. It wouldn't be the problem, but it would certainly tell everybody that whatever's going on, we're in deep doo-doo and that, there's change is coming.
Okay, and I think change is coming. It's just a matter of when. Does that answer your question?
Well, yeah, it does. I think he did a very good job, Tom did, of answering that. But let me just add something to it, that and that's just my viewpoint. I think the banks, there's fear of banking holiday because when people come to take their deposits on demand at the door of the bank, and the door is closed, the bankster realizes that he really doesn't have enough assets in the bank to pay off all the depositors that have their money and allegedly have their money in the bank. So even though the bank, central bank, will orchestrate such a move, the bank really is operating, you know, through fractional reserve banking. And Alice in, you know, financial Alice in Wonderland, and most people don't realize that. And that was the only point I wanted to make. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you. Appreciate you calling. Our telephone number 877-254-7524. Well, the whole thing about banking is all built upon trust. The bank lends out money it doesn't have, and so when people begin to doubt the integrity of a bank, they all go and ask for their money. And there's no money there. They've let it all out. There is no money there. So that was the whole purpose of the FDIC, the Federal Deposit Insurance Company, that, of course, there would be no more bank defaults because the money you have in the bank is banked by the full faith and credit in the United States Federal Deposit Insurance Company that has plenty of money because, of course, they shared the risk with all the other banks. The only trouble is the FDIC doesn't have any money. And so they have the backing of the credit, faith and credit of the United States Treasury. And so you have nothing to worry about. You know, your money is safe because it's backed by the Treasury. The only trouble is they don't have any money either. They have to borrow $3 to $4 billion every single day to pay their bills. And what happens when they can't borrow money? Well, there's no problem at all. They just create money out of nothing, and that's the beauty of having a reserve currency. You can just print all the money you want to. It's simply paper, but as long as people are foolish enough to take it, there's nothing to worry about. But what happens when people don't take it? What happens when people lose trust? I think that's the one thing they worry about. When people suddenly realize it's all fraudulent, and enough people realize that and want to have something of inherent value. What are your thoughts, Patrick?
Well, there is a general ignorance that amongst people about what money is, how money's created, how it's destroyed, and as long as they can get their Monday Night Football on TV, that's about the limit of their concern. But the financial system is a house of cards. It's been built over 100 years that is at the end of its usefulness. It's spinning out of control. And even the banks at this point don't have full control over this, obviously, because we've had some large banks go belly up. But there will be more of that in the future. There will be more of governments going belly up. Governments, remember, are just the exclusive clients of the central banks, and they've way overextended themselves. And the central banks are at risk at this point. The entire central banking system is at risk of being liquidated with a government implosion, government defaults, and so on. This is why they're scared at this point. That is the financial system, the banks and so on. They're scared to death because a few defaults will kill them.
Hey, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks so much for being with us, Pat. Talk to you later.
Cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Texas Roadhouse takes this time out to salute the men and women in uniform who stood tall for our freedom around the world. Let's give them a hero's welcome home they deserve. America's troops are our angels of protection and wings of freedom that have fought hard to help restore peace around the world. That's from Texas Roadhouse at 1931 Bluegrass Circle, where they invite you in for the best food in Cheyenne. Fall off bone ribs, hearty hand-cut steaks, legendary margaritas, and much more. Call 307-638-1234. That's 307-638-1234.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed Pat Wood, what Pat is saying about the fact that there is an elite. They want to have a bureaucracy control us. It's just like it was in ancient Rome, where Cicero warned 30 years before Christ was born about the danger to Rome from the massive bureaucracy that controlled the people, and felt this would destroy the republic, which it did, and which was replaced by a dictatorship, which is what they're planning here in the United States. And right now, we effectively have a dictatorship. We have two political parties controlled by exactly the same people, which is why we need to have a third political party answerable to the public. And, of course, they will infiltrate it. They've infiltrated our conservative organizations. They've infiltrated our liberal organizations. They've infiltrated our religious organizations. I mean, that they have a system of informants in America. It's called InfraGard. 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 Look it up on the Internet. You'll find this FBI program where they have informants out informing on all the people. Your next-door neighbor could be a member. Your best friend could be a member. You don't know who these people are. They're government informants, a vast system of spies, just like they had in Russia or in communist China. But you have to understand it's for our protection so that the government will know what everybody's doing. They have dossiers on everybody, and they're actually correlated to the fusion centers. Fortunately, we have the Internet. Of course, they hate the Internet because, of course, it gives the people the chance to learn the truth. But look up fusion centers or Jesse Ventura fusion centers, excellent material on this. They have them all across America where they correlate to dossiers. The FBI has a dossier on you. The CIA has a dossier on you. DARPA, D-A-R-P-A, has a dossier on you. The Office of Homeland Security has a dossier on you. Everything you buy with a card of any sort, they have a record of. They have your picture because they got them. They went around and they lied to the Departments of Motor Vehicles all across America so they could purchase your pictures that is on your passport, on your driver's license, and get your thumbprint. And, of course, now they have means of identifying you by the way you walk, by the way you talk. And if they can listen to your voice, they can identify you without having your name. Marvelous technology for any dictator and dictatorship. And that's why, of course, they're now mobilizing the FEMA camps all across America. Go up and look on the Internet. You'll find out now they're hiring people to put in the FEMA camps, to staff them, laying in food supplies. Oh, in all the FEMA camps, the Homeland Security detention camps, why would they be doing that at this time in history? Well, because they're preparing for this war with Iran. And they know that when Iran retaliates, and they anticipating Iran will retaliate, and we're going to leave their military intact so they can retaliate. What madness is that? I mean, if you're going to go to war, you defeat the enemy. You don't leave their military intact so they can destroy Israel and destroy America. And yet that's exactly what they're planning. That's what Matthew Kronig said just this last week at this conference of the Council on Foreign Relations. And you're not going to hear this discussed any place. My number 1-800-544-9278. My book, Brotherhood of Darkness, 1-800-544-9278. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood.